I'm talking to Dale Wagner, who's one of the early DMACC employees. And the question we have for you today is, what was it like to plan student activities in the early days at DMACC?
Well, I started as Director of Student Activities in 1971. The college had its first facility buildings on campus here in Ankeny at around 1968. And those first couple of years, it was only temporary buildings. There really wasn't much space for students to gather other than go to classes. When I came in 71, there was one permanent building. And so the first student activities really started in probably about 1970. After that, they each year would continue very rapidly building more permanent buildings. So we finally started getting some activities going. At first, the activities were primarily some of the basic sports. At the Ankeny campus, the way the system was set up, Ankeny campus never had competitive sports with other colleges. That was done through our campus up in Boone. So what we had for sports activities would be intramurals. And I recall that first year we probably were able to get enough students interested in a golf tournament. And I think we had a wrestling tournament. And then, of course, we had basketball, football. And then on campus we had a little snack bar area. And in that little room we had pool tables and ping pong tables. The first year I was there, I don't know that we really got many things started in terms of speakers and dances, but we, second year, finally got together a group of students to be the Student Senate, and they started working with some other colleges around, and we started having some kind of fun activities. Early on like this, where there was no housing, students would come in for classes, and most of the classes were daytime classes at that time. There'd be maybe a few evening classes, but that was pretty minimal. So one of the real difficulties and problems was trying to get enough activities going that students, after they completed their classes, would stay around. But in those days, it was just pretty much drive in and drive out. So we struggled quite a bit the first 3-4 years that I was there in terms of getting some things going. But we had no facilities, so when we had a large speaker, we had to rent an auditorium in one of the other schools in Des Moines. If we wanted to have a dance, we had to rent facilities for all those. So it was fairly costly to do those things, and all this was paid for by student activities funds. Some of the really exciting things, I guess, that I remember was some of the things beyond the organized activities through the student activity director and so forth, which is me. The one that sticks out the most was when the students decided that the only entrance to the campus from Highway 69 was from that highway, and there was no other entrance, so those cars were all piling up and having trouble getting in, and there were accidents happening. So I would guess it was probably about 74, they decided to do a protest. And they started with a sit-down protest at Mr. Lowry's, the president's office, in terms of making everybody aware. Well, that wasn't real large. It did get, I think, the eyes of the people on campus to think about what we needed to do to get some traffic lights out there. But it didn't move along for a couple of months. And so then the students let me know about it. And so I was kind of there helping them. How do you figure out and how do you organize that? So I was part of it, I guess. But they went out and drove their cars out in the middle of the highway and blocked the highway and blocked all the cars coming along at that time. And eventually the police came and they got the cars cleared off, and at that point, I don't know how soon, but they eventually did get a traffic light. So that was kind of an interesting part of it in terms of students could get together and do things that they wanted to.
Thank you very much. That was exactly 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, yep. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.